The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Many times, when we think of being anointed, we picture someone really deep, who has been in consecration with God and separated from people for a very long time. The picture of this person relates to someone who may be a major church leader, like a pastor or intercessor. Consequently, many of us never see ourselves as someone who can be anointed to do a major work for God or his people. However, I suggest that this is not necessarily the case. Sure enough, someone who walks in the anointing of God should have a connection with the one who has anointed them, but I believe that many of us are anointed, and most of us don't even know it. The shepherd boy David in 1 Samuel was anointed to become the king of Israel. But when the prophet Samuel was led by God to go to his father's house and anoint the next king, David was outside, minding his business, tending to his father's sheep. He was anointed and didn't even know it. To be anointed means to be specifically and specially set aside for a certain purpose or thing. It means that God has given you a special ability to perform a specific function, and no one else is called to do it like you. Let's go back briefly to the story of King David. He is anointed to be the next king of Israel, but Israel currently has a king. His name is Saul. Some of the things God has anointed you for are still occupied by other people. Whether you know it or not, you can be anointed to do something specific and something special, but it just might not be your time yet. Just keep working in the field, perfecting your skills until your time comes. When the prophet arrives at Jesse's house to anoint the next king, he doesn't know which one of Jesse's sons will be the one. They start with the strongest, brightest, and best-looking son. But when Samuel holds the ram's horn over each of Jesse's first six sons, the oil does not flow. Finally, here comes David out of the field. He's dirty, dingy, and ruddy. But when he comes into the house, and Samuel holds the ram's horn over his head, the anointing oil flows all over him.